One of today's hottest applications is Skype, the free internet phone that just works. Now let's see how easy it is to use Skype with system access. Once again, I'll bring up the Start menu.
Start menu, Internet, Internet Explorer, I.
And press down arrow until I get to Skype.
Email, Outlook Express, E. Command Prompt, C. Skype, S.
And to start it, I'll press Enter.
Skype trademark beta password password field.
Now, since we're running Skype as if it were for the first time, we get the sign-in screen. Oddly enough, Skype automatically puts us in the password field, even though no Skype name has been entered yet. So I'll press Shift-Tab 2 times to get to the Skype name field.
Don't have a Skype name? Button.
If you didn't yet have a Skype account, you would press space to create one.
Skype name, edit combo box, blank.
Now I'll enter my Skype name and press tab 2 times to get back to the password field.
Don't have a Skype name? Button. Password, password field.
Now I'll enter my password and press enter to sign in.
Skype trademark beta Matt Campbell, context tab, contact list, list and not available, Rochester, US.
Now we're signed in and Skype places us in the contact list. Now let's press down arrow a few times to move through this list.
Brian, Skype out contact, Mark, not available.
And one more time.
Mike, Skype out contact, Mike, online, 10:21 a.m. GMT 5.
Now as you can hear, System Access automatically speaks all of the available information about the contact, including the contact's name, status, location if available, and local time if available. Now I could press enter to call Mike, and when we were done with the call, either I would press escape to hang up, or he would hang up and Skype would automatically bring me back to the contact list. But now let's look at the history list. And to switch to that, I'll press control tab.
History tab list, failed call from Mike, today 8:18 a.m.
And I'll press down arrow again.
Call to Mike, yesterday 9:02 p.m. duration 01:35.
As you can hear, System Access automatically speaks all of the information that we need, including the type of event, who it was from or to, the time, and where applicable, the duration. Now I'll press control tab again to get back to the contact list. And note that depending on your Skype configuration, you may also have a dial pad tab, in which case you would just press control tab to skip past it. So now I'll go back to the contact list.
Contacts tab, contact list, list, Mike, online, 10:22 a.m. GMT 5.
Now let's look at the various things that we can do with our contacts. And to do this, I'll press the application key.
Menu opened, start call, S.
And I'll down arrow several times.
Start chat, T. Send contacts, E. Send file, N. Send voicemail, D. Invite to conference, disabled, I. View profile, V. Rename, R. Set speed dial, P. Remove from contacts, M. Block this user, B. Request contact details, disabled, Q. View chat history, W. Start call, S.
And we're back at the top. As you've probably noticed, each of these menu items has an associated shortcut key that you can use to quickly invoke that item from within the menu. So for example, if you're on a conference call and you want to invite someone else to the conference, you can press Control Tab until you get to the contact list, navigate to the desired user, press the application key, and then press I to invite them to the conference. Now let's close this menu by pressing Escape.
Menu closed.
Now let's look at one of the more advanced features of Skype, voicemail. To do this, I'll open the Tools menu by pressing Alt-T.
Tools, create a conference call, C.
And I'll down arrow until we get to voicemail.
Skype out, S. Skype in, K. Voicemail, V.
Or we could have done that by pressing V once the Tools menu is opened. Now I'll press Enter.
Skype trademark beta options, call forwarding, and voicemail.
Now we're in a control that we can use to move between sections in the Skype options dialog. Skype automatically put us in the call forwarding and voicemail options, and since the voicemail options are towards the end of the tab order in this dialog, we're going to move backwards to look at them. So I'm going to press Shift-Tab now.
Cancel button.
Again.
Save button.
Again.
Reset button.
Now we're into the buttons that we can use to work with our voicemail greeting. There are three of these. Play, record, and reset. I'm going to Shift-Tab again.
Record button.
And once more.
Play button.
Now these buttons are graphics, but you'd never know that unless you used virtual mouse, which we'll be covering later, because these graphics have already been labeled for system access. So you'll have no trouble knowing which button is which, and you can activate them by pressing spacebar, just as you would for a normal button. So for example, I'm going to press spacebar on the play button to listen to my voicemail greeting.
Hey, this is Matt Campbell. I'm not at my computer right now, so please leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
All right, now I'm going to tab to the save button to get out of this dialogue.
Record button. Reset button. Save button.
And press space.
Skype trademark beta Matt Campbell. Context tab. Contact list. List. Mic. Not available.
And that's how easy it is to use Skype with System Access.